الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before our actual discussion, just one reminder for all of us, and that is, a beautiful article has been written very long ago and circulated from time to time, and that is about the high-paying toilet, which has become very, very common. Almost all of us, even today, unfortunately, very sadly, children are trained on the high-paying potty training. It's no more that flat-paying, and the great, great harms of the high pain. First of all, it is not our tariqah. But today we have become accustomed to it, that even in many homes, there isn't a flat toilet. All, from small to big, healthy, unhealthy, all of us. If a person is he's got problems, knee problems, any back problems, and he can't sit down, that is a different thing. But as far as possible, even just for the most important, for the sake of sunnah, to adopt the flat pan and to use that system. But today it is a thing that is gone like out of our lives, out of our homes also. And we sort of look down. In fact, on one occasion, from a foreign country, a student came, and when he saw the flat pan, he had the toilet in the madrasa. Yeah, he was wondering that what is this gadget here? What is this here? And where's the toilet? He just couldn't understand it. So much in those countries. But even today in our country also, when we are moving further and further and at a fast speed, as Maulana read in the kitab of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana perhaps 150 years ago, 100 years ago, quite a time, that time already. And what rapid change has taken place after that. And now in our time, rapidly, how things are changing. So Allah Ta'ala give us this consciousness and the understanding to adhere to our deen as it is supposed to be adhered to. As in the kitab we read and many times mentioned, and Allah Ta'ala reward that alhamdulillah, especially at the time of any jalsa, then the five branches of deen, those kitabs are read, the summary of them, in order to remind us of the five branches of deen. Otherwise, today, normally, if a person is making namaz, then he's a pious person. But that namaz is a very, very, very important part. But it's only one part of ibadat. And then the four other branches, what about all of them? So we have to try and work to bring all this into our lives. And our responsibility is for ourselves and for our progeny, our children. And we are responsible for them. If we're not going to be bringing them up correctly, then who's to blame for that? And remember also that our life is not just a matter of this worldly life, but the real life is the akhirah. How beautifully Mufti Ibrahim Saliji, Damat Barakatum, said, it is not a matter of how you live, it's a matter of how you live, how you die. When you leave this world, what's your condition at that time? And then Allah Ta'ala reward the ulama who have written kitabs on these aspects, that how people, at the end of their lives, how the maut had come to them, and that we take lesson from there. It's very, very, very important. And it's not a matter of when you grow old. At any time, maut can come to any person. And how maut comes. And fortunate are those people whose maut came in a beautiful way. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us also with that, sheerly out of His mercy and His kindness. Otherwise, really, we have done everything for our destruction. And that we are still living is only the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to the ayat kareema that I recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and this is, which is known in Arabic grammar as Jumla Khabariya, an information. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That those who love, who have got the real iman, here is referred to iman kamil. Those who have got that complete, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Their love for Allah is أَشَد. Very severe. They've got very strong love for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And that is what, how our iman should be. That we make an effort to gain that love. Then, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loved the Quran Sharif, he taught us every aspect, the quyudat, the limits, the explanation, everything. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in response to this ayat, made the dua, which is called Jumla Insha'iyya. That is, he asked Allah, he begged for Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma aj'al hubbaka, oh Allah, make your love ahabba ilayya, more beloved to me, min nafsi, than my own self also. That is how much of love we should have, more than our own desires also, more than our own feelings also, more than ourselves, we must love Allah Ta'ala. After all, our existence is only by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And whatever we can achieve or do is only by Allah ta'ala. So Allah's love must be more greater. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka habba ilayya min nafsi wa min ahli. My family, how much I love my family, I should love Allah more than what I love my family also. And wa min al-ma'il barid. And like on a hot summer's day, which we cannot really envisage here in our country, but like in Saudi, where the temperatures will go up to 45 degrees in summer, centigrade, up to 50 degrees, there to get some cold water. How you would love that. Like that, Allah's love must be even be more than that. So we have to try. And this is called Jumla Insha'iyya, this dua. That, oh Allah, please give this to me. I'm begging for this. I'm asking for this. Give me so much of your love. Your love must be so great. So, and this is a matter, it isn't just for a matter of speaking or for the speaker, but we are all in need. We are all on the same ship and we are all in need. As Maulana and explained, that what is the Khanqa? It is the place where a person who is thirsty, he gets the water to quench his thirst. That is really the Khanqa, where a person is really has got this thirst of the love of Allah, and then he finds that love of Allah by making the dhikr of Allah, by sitting in the company of the salihin, etc. And also the Khanqa is that place where the person who hasn't got thirst, He becomes thirsty. Today, unfortunately, I speak of myself, but all of us, perhaps we have to, every one of us think for ourselves, have I got that desire of the love of Allah? One is to have that desire, and I realize I haven't got it, and I make effort to try and get it. But one is I'm unaware of it, that there is something, and really in that field, how much we can make dua for our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, that we did not even know, speaking about myself, that there is something like the love of Allah. We knew namaz is for us, we have to make namaz. We knew a few other things we knew. But this, that the love of Allah Ta'ala, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is an important aspect. Today our youngsters also, anyone, if they come into deen, a person becomes an alim also. But the love of Allah, he doesn't even think about it. Though it comes, it's in the Quran Sharif, it's in the Hadith Sharif, it's everywhere. But that, to highlight it and to show its importance, that our Shaykh Allah Ta'ala had chosen Hazrat for that particular field as for many other fields also. And he taught us that. So to have that desire, to a person who has got that thirst, and he wants the love of Allah Ta'ala, and he goes with all his sincerity, and he makes his effort, he will get that love. And the other, the person who doesn't even know that there is something that I have to get as far as this is concerned, that the object is the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala to get it. Then also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Jazahumullah Khair, with regard to the same ayat, Hazrat explained that how the Quran Sharif, what a complete, beautiful kitab. Our deen, everything is perfectly to the T for all times. That here also Allah Ta'ala said that those who have got that reality of Iman, أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, their love for Allah Ta'ala is not only shadeed, very intense. But more than very intense, ashad, even more, which Hazrat used to give the example, that have the love of Allah Ta'ala for 51%, and the love of your family, yourself, for other things, 49%. That also is permissible, that your love for Allah is more greater than your love for all these other things. So Islam has permitted these other things also. For example, your wife, your children, husband, the children, the house, the car, you to have love for that is also permitted, and that love for that is in the sense that the person who becomes conscious that he fulfills the rights of his wife, the husband, the children, all what necessity. You go out to work, you work 8 hours a day in order to provide for your family, that is also ibadah. And then your niyat is also that you'll earn and you'll support your masjid also. You'll support your madrasa also. You'll support the poor, the needy. Any good cause also you'll spend. So that earning of yours, though it doesn't look at all outwardly that you are in deen, but that is also part of deen. And then the thing is now that you must try and increase from 51, take it to 60, 75, 80, 90%. And those who make it 100%. And then this other side doesn't mean it gets neglected. You'll still see to it, but your love won't be in it. That love which you have for Allah, that ashad love for Allah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be amongst us. We should talk how family people talk, whatever. But the minute azan goes, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a different person. It was as though he didn't even know us now. And he should his attention now, that Allah's munadi, the caller of Allah Ta'ala said, Hayya ala salah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali makes the ashiqana tarjuma of Hayya ala salah. That is not the translation according to words, but the translation according to love. That, oh my bandas, I'm thinking of you, I'm calling you, come quickly, get ready, make wuzu and come to me. Like that, Hayya ala salah, come for namaz. And namaz time is there now, come for namaz. But the ashiqana, the translation of love, that I'm longing for you. I'm waiting for you. Now purify yourself. You can't come to me impure. Go and make your wuzu and purify yourself and then come to me. So that is that feeling we should have. But unfortunately, when the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when they want to read Quran Sharif also, their whole kafiyat, their whole condition changes also. That whose kitab are we reading? What is this kitab? وَإِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ. This Quran, this, what a great kitab it is. And who has sent this kitab down? And that today a person, if we think of ourselves, a person like me, I'm going to be reading Quran Sharif. Where am I fit to be able to touch the Quran Sharif? And yeah, this kitab, this wonderful kitab. But today, see our own attitude with regard to the Quran Sharif, with regard to the cell phone and all, how we look after it, how we are concerned about the cell phone. If we just misplaced it, it's like something we can't make out what's happening next. Life has gone upside down completely. On the other hand, the Quran Sharif, if I didn't read it for one day, it doesn't really mean anything to me. Whereas that should be the main thing in our lives. So this love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and that Allah tabaraka ta'ala has allowed the other muhabbat, but make the love of Allah even greater. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained it. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka, your love, O Allah, make it ahabba ilayya min nafsi, then my own desire to sleep now winter night, 6 hours I will sleep, 8 hours I will sleep. After Isha, many places Isha is by 7:15, or perhaps maybe some places earlier also. And then you want to sleep by 8 o'clock, but who goes to sleep 8 o'clock? We want Isha early, but who goes and sleep at 8 o'clock? And the Fajr is 6 o'clock. So from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock, how many hours? It's 8 hours you can sleep, but who? We are all busy with all other things. But anyway, if that is that long time that you can sleep, but the lovers of Allah, Allahu Akbar, as we read in their lives, they sleep just for a little while. And that also, not Hazrat Jim, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that he never stretched his legs out. And he should say, I feel ashamed in front of Allah. So that shows on the one hand how much the huzuri, the presence of Allah, was in their lives all the time. That I'm in front of Allah Ta'ala. So they should be shy of that, of the disrespect, of showing any type of disrespect. But for us, it doesn't mean anything. For them, they are at a different level completely. So to have that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, they developed it, and it was all the time with them. And it was a thing that controlled their lives. The consciousness of and the presence of Allah controlled their lives. Today we just make some excuse or something, and we do what we feel was that what we should do in that context. Consequently, how we have changed the deen, as Maulana read the 5 departments of deen, that how much, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali wrote this in his time, today how much more the deen has been changed. If we think like clear cut things like photography, how we have legalized it. Clear things like banking systems, we have legalized it. All the interest-based and this Allah Ta'ala knows only where it's going to stop. Then even interfaith, which is now an attack, not only upon certain rules and regulations of our deen, but the very, very core on our aqaid, that when we will frequent churches and we will befriend in these ayat, in the certain, in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala explains that those people, Allah protect us all, who become murtad, who give up Islam. But before that, a few ayats before that, Allah Ta'ala explains the causes that will lead to that. And there are 2 main reasons the ulama explained. One is the love of the kuffar, their way of life, their how they do. Now for that, think of the sports, for example, how their dressing, for example. How much don't we love? We spend so much money for their way of dressing. How many things we do just to bring the love of that. While the Quran Sharif said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. تَرْكَنُوا, ulama generally have given 2 meanings. Is مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرٌ, don't have a slight inclination also. And the other, مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ, from your heart also don't. Not for your outward appearance and your outward activities of the 24 hours, but even just your heart inclination must not be towards them also. But today, how much, think for ourselves when we are in namaz, how much we are thinking about the now with the World Cup, how many in namaz we thinking, our thoughts are there. And many other things, our minds are in there. So this love of their love, and the other thing is their company, accompanying them, we in their sohbat and company. This the Quran explains that later on, Allah protect us all. It leads to irtidad, that then the person loses his iman also. And today, unfortunately, and how many people who live in their areas where we don't hear azan, where there isn't a masjid in the vicinity, where to go Like, for example, in certain areas, to go and make gasht, if you want to go to get permission to go to one family there, you can't visit the second family. You have to go out. And if the second family allows you to come in, you can come in again. So in all these, it's very difficult. But Allah's system is also working. And today in the countries of the world, where there are Islam Deen, Ijtima is taking place, Darul Ulooms, there are, and how much other efforts of Deen are taking place. So Alhamdulillah, it is for us that we try our best. We try and give our best. So we work, and our goal of life, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to become those believers, أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, that our most love, our greatest love, and that means our money, more than we love our money, more where we spend our money also. Those were this year. There were those buzurs that money which they spend in the path of Allah is more beloved than that what they have still got with them. Everything until now in the Arab world where there is deen, and the children, they are proud that this is a boy, his father became shaheed, and his grandfather became shaheed, and they are proud about it. And when somebody becomes shaheed, they are giving out shirni, they are giving out sweet meats, that the person has become a shaheed. And today we look at it as like a big calamity, whereas they look at it as something of a great achievement. So Allah Ta'ala, those people, not only the Arab world, but the Muslims of the world, they are those people who have got that burning desire for martyrdom, for to become shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq. And that is, for us it's only to be able to speak. And when we speak about it, we hear about it, and we accept it, so we feel we are all right. But the reality that it must be in us, it must be part of our life, we are still very, very far. We just like the ash'ar, when we read, when we make our zikr, those ash'ar are very beautiful, all in the great love of Allah Ta'ala. And many a times, perhaps we think that because we are reading, listening to the ash'ar, that's my condition. But for that condition to become like that, that is something else completely. And that is what is really what is called tasawwuf, and what is called islah. Not to be, to know about it, not to speak about it, not that your ears can accept it. Otherwise, many of these things today, the ears can't accept it also. The heart doesn't want to accept it also. But that acceptance is not enough. It must become part of our life. That is what is required. And for that really is the necessity of making this continuous effort. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness.